A special gift and basketball. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello everyone, I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Tennessee Tech Today Show. Well, it is the season of giving, and a group of mechanical engineering students exemplified that giving spirit recently. When mechanical engineering majors Emily Carroll, Gabriel Da Silva, Lexi Carrier, and John Wagner enrolled in Stephen Canfield's Dynamics of Machinery class, they knew they had to do a project, but weren't sure what that would entail. All they knew was that whatever project they created could have a profound impact on a family. The Early Intervention and Mechanical Engineering Project at Tennessee Tech provides innovative engineering products to children with special needs in their schools and families while offering valuable real-world design experience to engineering students. Well, the students wound up working on a sensory swing for a 2.5-year-old son of Tech alumna Lauren Robertson, who studied occupational therapy and graduated in 2017. Robertson and her son Aiden have been having a very rough year, but on December 11th, the students delivered the swing to Lauren and Aiden and gave them something to celebrate. I had a chance to talk to Lauren, who has had an incredibly challenging year. So just tell me, what kind of a year has it been for you? You know, the tornado and you know, talk about that first, I guess.
Definitely the roughest year I've ever had. Well, first it started his diagnosis in February. And about 2.5 weeks after we found out his diagnosis, then the tornado happened. So first of all, kind of getting that news, and then that on top of just trying to figure out where to go from there. And, you know, once you get that diagnosis, you're kind of going through your head of everything that we're going to plan to do to help him. Then when that happens, I kind of felt like, you know, things for him weren't, like, I don't, you know, they were kind of, it was just hard, you know. Just trying to find the time to help him, the things he needs, therapeutic things, and just trying to get everything done that we needed from March, from just kind of losing our house and gaining everything back that we need, and everything for him. You know, he lost all his therapeutic things, and so it was just kind of starting over.
So now, where were you living when the tornado hit?
It was on Hensley Drive. So right by Echo Valley Pool.
That's where you were living?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. And it came through the night. So, I mean, we just had no idea.
Yeah. And you wound up losing your house.
Yes, everything. I mean, there wasn't anything left. It just took everything. And we were actually still asleep when it happened. So, you know, there was no time to find shelter, find a safe space.
Wow. So since then, what does life look like?
Well, much better. we found a new place, and now getting on track, back for Aiden, you know, because for a while we weren't able to do therapy, so we started those back, and then just kind of getting back to our old lives.
Yeah. So now, how did you come about knowing that there was a group of mechanical engineering students that could do something that could fulfill a need for you?
His service coordinator and his therapist, they let me know that there's this group. And I was definitely fully on board. I mean, that's just so awesome. first of all, that they can just like make something like that and then put it into place, and then we, you know, we were able to, yeah.
Did you make initial contact? Were you able to meet with the students? I mean, kind of what was the process?
We did mostly, I don't think it was Skype, but the webcam. So we weren't able to do any in-person meetings. Mm-hmm. So I think we met like twice over like phone calls.
Yeah. And when you knew that they could do something, did they kind of give you a time frame, like, you know, we can do this maybe before Christmas or, you know, sometime in December kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. They let us know about how, so I guess about like a 3-month process. We're kind of starting from the beginning of the semester and then kind of like the beginning of December.
Yeah. So today they came in. You know, it was kind of like your home was invaded with tech students and, you know, there was drills and vacuum cleaners and all kinds of stuff going on. And so, you know, what was going through your head when all that was happening?
Oh, what excitement. Just, you know, hearing that and knowing, just waiting to see the final product. And Aiden did great through the whole thing. And I think because I told him last night, well, you know, what was going to happen. And he was really excited. He knew. He's like, yeah.
So when you're able to see the final product and what these students have been working on and, you know, how Aiden responded to that, you know, what was that like?
Trying not to cry. It was awesome. And that's the, I think, the greatest thing for a parent is just to see, you know, something that their child needs and just so happy. And you can just see when he got in the swing, super relaxed. And it was perfect. I mean, everything about it was just exactly what he needed.
Yeah. You know, for a year that's been so tough and so trying, is this a cool way to wrap it up?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's awesome. It couldn't be better.
Yeah. You know, you're a tech graduate, and to see Tennessee Tech students be able to help you and come do this, I mean, that's going to make you proud as an alum.
It does. It does. I know. It makes me tear up thinking about it. Just been all the hard work and effort they did. And first of all, I know with their class, it's, you know, tough classes. And with this year, probably everything was very different from them, mm-hmm. you know, from what normally classes are. And so it's just amazing that just that they can make something like that.
Yeah. Will you have any more contact? Or, I mean, do you have questions? I mean, are you guys going to stay in contact as far as, you know, the swing now? And if you, you know, have an issue, or if you think, hey, you know, what about this? I mean, I'm sure you guys will stay in contact.
Oh, I think so. If we ever, because right now, if we change to a different location, I'll definitely probably have to ask, hey, like, you know, steps to take, maybe kind of take it down and then to put it in a new home if we ever move. And that, and then I'll also tell them I would love to send them pictures and videos of Aiden in the swing.
Yeah, awesome. Is there anything else you want to add?
I mean, just, I mean, a huge thank you. I mean, and kind of like you said, I didn't even know this was like a tech program. I mean, it's amazing how they come together with our, I guess, not services, but who we work with. And mm-hmm. then tech joins in with them. This is so cool.
Time now to get the student's perspective to this project. John Wagner is a junior mechanical engineering major from Chicago. All right, so just talk a little bit about what you did today as far as the installation of the swing, you know, what you had to do, and just kind of walk me through the process.
Okay. Our project that we built has got 18-inch wide steel hinges that have slotted holes precisely machined into it so we can mount it directly to the studs. So what we had to do once we got here to the house was actually we used some stud finding tools, a couple pencils, level, different carpentry tools, and what we did was made sure that we installed it properly by making sure it was mounted into the studs with 3-inch anchor lag bolts.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way we knew it would hold the support weight of Aiden if he chose to bounce around on it a little bit without having any potential harm for him. So that's what we did. And then we mounted it in his bedroom. And it's really kind of neat to watch him just jump right in as soon as he got the chance to get in there. So
talk about, you know, the class itself and just how everything has gone this semester. You know, you're kind of the elder statesman. You know, you're a non-traditional student. You're working with younger students. And, you know, how's that been?
Well, Dynamics of Machinery was one of the classes I was really looking forward to. And I've got some background. As you mentioned, I'm a non-traditional student. I've got my own children. I've done a lot of carpentry work and subcontracting work before. And so this kind of project was something I was looking forward to. I had a heads up. My fiance told me that to expect a project for Dr. Canfield. She had it the semester prior or the year prior. And so that's one of the things I enjoyed doing. I knew I could help teach some students and other people how to get the project done and complete it on time.
Mm-hmm.
And it may take some late hours, but that was that if it's worth doing, it's worth doing all the way. So that was something we got to work on, and that's something I enjoy doing. So,
you know, not only as a perspective of a student accomplishing a project, but somebody who has kids and who can appreciate, you know, when you see something that your kids enjoy, the satisfaction there. So I'd say this was very satisfactory on several different levels for you.
More than just what seeing the child happy. For me, looking at it from a slightly different perspective, knowing that they had lost so much during the tornado. Their house was completely destroyed. that we'd be invading their privacy, that with Aiden's personal challenges, that, you know, he may not take to us. We had to consider different aspects of the project before even thinking, well, let's build him a swing, right? The mother had requested the swing, but we weren't 100% sure, like, how we should go about it. And we were worried about the COVID conditions and getting it in here. And the satisfaction of watching him jump in there is very nice. It fills me with a lot of pride. It realizes that all the hard work that I did and that my team did and that everybody did at the shop and staying up till 10 o'clock last night at the school, making sure that the tent section was sewn together properly. And then the fact that he just jumped right in it, like it was part of his room, like he'd already had it, is really what makes me, you know, all those considerations about what the family might feel and how it might work together and why it would change their lives and why it was so important for Aiden to get that swing. That's what makes you feel warm. It makes you feel like engineering is totally worth it.
Emily Carroll is a senior mechanical engineering major from Kingsport. So I guess, first of all, talk about coming into the class this semester. What were your expectations, and did you have any kind of idea of what you guys might be designing or anything like that?
Coming into the class, I really didn't know that we were going to even be doing a project. And right up front, Dr. Canfield explained that we would have a project to work on for a family in need. And so we had a list of projects, and we chose our top three. And this century swing was one of our top three, and we ended up getting it. And So
talk about the process during the semester. You know, when did you know kind of what you were going to do, you know, the concept, and then how's it been working on it?
It definitely took the whole semester to get everything knocked out. Just wrapped it up last night, and starting out, we came up with three different ideas on what we were going to do, and showed them to Dr. Canfield and kind of made it a decision from there on what would be the best option for the family and for us. And so that's when we chose this project and or that design. And anyway, after we got all that, then we started working more on the specific design and came up with what materials we were going to use, how we were going to go about doing it, and calculating what we needed materials wise and what it was going to take, stress loads and stuff for the swing arm and stuff. So yeah, that after we got all that, we ordered materials, and then we were able to start assembling and fabricating.
And so now that you're able to come to the house, put it together and see the child interact with it, how does it make you feel?
It's wonderful. I couldn't have asked for a better experience. To see his face light up as soon as he walked in and saw that swing and got inside and just fell in love with that. That was very, very rewarding. So I was very excited to see that he was going to put it to use. So
you think this is going to be a class and a project that you're going to remember for a long time?
Oh, for sure. Most definitely. To help somebody in need is just amazing. And like I said, just to watch his face light up was one of the biggest things that will impact me forever. So,
Gabriel Da Silva is a junior mechanical engineering major from Fairview, Tennessee. So, Gabriel, just talk a little bit about coming into the class and kind of what were your expectations on what you guys might be able to do.
I didn't know what to expect. I expected something to do with machines, obviously, it's the dynamics of machinery, but I didn't know if we'd be working on a car or looking at transmissions or looking at power tools or anything like that. But we ended up doing a little bit of all of it, and I really enjoyed the whole class. It was all a bunch of cool stuff, and it was a great experience to finally get my hands on a actual hands-on project rather than working on paper for the past 2 years. So it was really good and fun to work on the project too.
Yeah, and talk about that a little bit more. You know, I mean, obviously school is you know, knowledge and learning things and lectures and papers and tests and that kind of thing, but to see something that you've created that actually makes a difference for somebody else, I mean, what kind of experience is that?
It was very unique. I've never really done that myself before, but the whole process of collaborating with my group members and getting our whole design down on paper and doing the math and the calculations and then actually building it in the shop and seeing it all come together piece by piece was really, really cool. And also learning how to use all the machines down there. I would say that it's really nice to be able to help somebody who needs the kind of stimulation, the sensory swing in our situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's rewarding, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, you guys come over to the house. I mean, you're actually installing it, and you can see, you know, the fruits of your labor being enjoyed. You know, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really great. We definitely spent a lot of hours on this project and a lot of late nights, and it's really nice to see it all be used and to see Aiden absolutely delighted to get in it and play with it. It makes me know that he's going to love it in the long run. That's awesome.
Lexi Carrier is a senior mechanical engineering major from Bristol. Lexi, just talk a little bit about being a mechanical engineering major. Is this something that you thought you'd be able to do to have a project like this that where you collaborate and everything comes together?
Yeah, I thought in my later years of college that I would have projects like these, and I saw that we had this in this class. I didn't know that at first, but knowing that we got to do this project and the rewards that came with it, I was very excited to do it. And I know I'll have more next year too, so I look forward to those as well.
Yeah. As a mechanical engineer, is this something, you know, when you get your degree and you leave tech that you would like to see happen more where, you know, you actually see the fruits of your labor, how it affects people?
Yes, absolutely. Whenever I would like to do projects, I would like to be able to see them being put into place for the people that I would like to help. And seeing the ending of it, it's very rewarding to see, yeah.
You know, you guys came over, and not only did you install a swing, but you actually brought Christmas presents for this young man. I mean, that's going a little bit above and beyond, don't you think? Did Dr. Canfield say he'd give you extra credit for that, or was that just something you want to do on your own?
So we had known that their family was affected by the tornadoes, and Aiden had lost, you know, his sensory snake, the sensory vest, and some other things. So we thought that it would be kind to put that in place with the sensory swing as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know, to see his face light up and to, you know, to actually see and hear him enjoy the swing and those presents, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good. It makes me feel like all the effort that was put in is definitely worth it. And it was very rewarding to see even his mom, like, happy about it, and also him being able to play in it. It was very rewarding to see, yeah.
Did you ever think at the beginning of the semester that that what you all would do would have an impact like this?
I did not at all. I knew that I would be affected a little bit, and I'd be very happy to see it, but not as nearly as much as I have been.
We can read more about this story and check out some of the photos on the Tennessee Tech website. Coming up, Tech student-athletes finally get to compete. We'll talk with Tech Athletics Director Mark Wilson. Don't go away.
You can't predict the future, but you can count on Tennessee Tech University always putting students first. Tech understands today's challenges and helps students by showing strength, compassion, patience, kindness, and common sense. We put students first on a safe, accessible campus close to home. That's what you can count on at Tennessee Tech. Find out more at tntech.edu/wingsup.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, it has been since early March when a Tennessee Tech student-athlete had the opportunity to compete in any sport because of COVID-19. But the Tech basketball teams are in full swing, playing home games inside the Eblen Center and traveling to various schools to compete as well. With us is Tech Athletics Director Mark Wilson to talk more about basketball and sports in general in the year of the pandemic. And so it is basketball season. We have actually seen some games in the Eblen Center. We've seen Tennessee Tech on the road playing basketball games. And I'm not sure how can we describe the feeling. Is it happiness? Is it elation? Is it a sense of relief to finally get to see some student-athletes from Tennessee Tech participating in some sports?
It is all of the above, buddy. And then a little bit of fear as well. Each and every time a team is competing, and we're just praying that we keep them healthy, we keep them safe, They have the opportunity to represent Tennessee Tech, and they have the opportunity to play the sport that they love. And I'm so pleased that the men's basketball team, they're one of the few teams in the country that has thus far been able to play all of their scheduled contests. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's after we rescheduled after the delay to the start of the season to November 25th. But they played every contest thus far this year. Women's basketball has not been quite so lucky. Teams that we were playing early on had some COVID issues, and then we had our own COVID issues in our program. And then the last game, not last non-conference game of the 2020-21 season against Mercer was canceled due to COVID with Mercer. So certainly has been a challenge, but I'm proud of the way our student athletes and coaches and staff has approached everything, and appreciate the great partnerships we have with health services and everybody in the campus and the community that's helped us allowed to have play. And certainly we're fortunate that we're able to have fans in the Hooper Edlund Center. And I know the fans that have been there, they've loved cheering on the Golden Eagles, and looking forward to all the play over the course of the year and see if we can compete for OVC championships.
Yeah, you know, you talked about the women's team, six contests canceled, postponed, and then most recently it was Samford supposed to play on a Friday, and then a Mercer on a Monday, and then you were somehow, or on a Thursday maybe, but you were able to get Western Kentucky to be able to come in and fill the gap. You know, how fortunate are you that there are teams out there willing to be able to just, you know, pick up and come to Cookeville, or you guys, you know, be able to reschedule and those kind of things? I guess at this point, everybody just pretty much has to be as flexible as possible.
People have to be flexible. They have to be patient. And, I mean, that's going to be it when we get into OVC play. That's the way it's going to be. And encourage people, make sure before you come to a game that you check the website, check ttusports.com, check our social media, and see if we're actually playing that night. Because it could be right before a game that all of a sudden that, you know, something happens and we have to postpone. And if we do that, that means we're doing it for the health and safety and well-being of student athletes, coaches, and fans.
So when Tennessee Tech has a home game, and I know just having been there for a couple of them, the protocols, the things that you've had to put in place, I mean, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. I mean, you've had to have had some serious planning and, you know, really work with your staff to be able to just host a sporting event in this day and age.
Matt Dexter, our assistant athletic director for external relations, who oversees facility and game management, he has thousands of hours into planning and allowing us to be able to have fans in the stands and to keep them safe. The entire Hooper Evelyn Center had to be reseated with all the season ticket holders so we could be distanced. That was a requirement for us to be able to have fans in the stands. And then, of course, masking is a requirement. And I think with those two things, with masking of everybody in the venue and with distancing, that's what will allow us to have fans and keep them safe throughout the basketball season.
So how many fans can you have at one time in the Edlund Center?
The capacity is about 33% of our normal capacity is 2,440-something. I think maybe 45 is the exact number. And that was after we distanced and made all the requirements that we need. And, of course, some of those were NCAA requirements. Nobody could be within 12 feet of the of the back of the bench and press row and all of that. So the bottom five rows of the Edlund Center are all blocked off. Some of them were health department rules, and some of them were Tennessee Tech rules, like masking while you're being inside. So we have made sure we're very diligent to make sure that we keep everybody safe, but it still allowed them, you know, the entertainment to come cheer on Tennessee Tech's teams.
Well, I can tell you right now, 2,400 people in the stands would be a good crowd for the women's and the men's game right now. So are you selling individual game tickets, or is it just for season ticket holders?
Nope, season ticket holders. There's still season tickets available. Individual games are on sale. Just call the Tennessee Tech Athletics Ticket Office, 931-372-3940. Of course, they're closed from now until the game on December 30th, a doubleheader against Southeast Missouri that night, and then we'll reopen on January 4th.
Yeah, so a little break now and probably some much needed rest for you and your staff during the Christmas and New Year's holidays. But you come back, get ready for that game on the 30th. How important is it for you guys to just be able to catch your breath a little bit? Because since this happened back in March, I mean, specifically athletics, man, you guys have been affected in so many ways with rescheduling, canceling sports and this stuff. I mean, how taxing has it been on you and your staff?
It's been extremely taxing and on our coaches and staff. And, you know, it is time. It's an opportunity for us to reflect and relax and spend some time with family and you know, really realize the amazing blessings that we have as being, you know, athletic leaders on the Tennessee Tech campus. So that opportunity to reflect is very important. But we're still busy, too. We're actually the Evelyn Center floor is being refinished here over the break. And there's still lots of work that we're doing, but it is a little less intense than the normal days. And we appreciate the opportunity to reflect, but we also we're grateful for the opportunity to serve Tennessee Tech and our faculty, staff, students, and alumni.
Well, you have to get some rest in, because when the spring rolls around, you've got football, you've got fall sports starting in addition to spring sports. And I'm sure you've got plenty of planning and stuff going on, but my goodness, how in the world are you going to juggle all those things?
It is going to be a tremendous challenge. We Pepsi is a great corporate partner of Tennessee Tech Athletics and Tennessee Tech University as an entirety. And so we are thankful for Kickstart. We think that is what's going to help get us through the spring, because with all those events, it is going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge on our coaches and student athletes, because it's going to be different, but certainly on our facilities, game operations, marketing, video production, sports information staffs. They're the ones that are going to have a real challenge with the number of events that they have each and every week. But our staff has a great positive mental attitude. We're here to serve our student athletes. We're here to give them the opportunity to practice and compete. And we're looking forward to that. And looking forward to seeing all the fans out cheering on the purple and gold.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a smorgasbord of sports in the springtime for sure. Are there any sports that won't be playing in the spring?
No, sir. Everybody will be playing.
Wow.
You know, so football, baseball, softball, soccer, volleyball, tennis, both golf programs, track, cross country, you name it, it's going on. And of course, we'll be wrapping up basketball season and hopefully be competing in Evansville for OVC championships.
And maintaining your sanity in the process, for sure.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Mark Wilson, thank you so much for being with us. And just hats off to you and your staff and what a tremendous job you all are doing facility-wise, and just your coaches trying to keep the student-athletes successful in the classroom, safe and healthy. It certainly is been a different year for sure.
It has been a different year, and we'll just continue to work through it and face the challenges that are presented to us. And I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today and wish everybody a great big wings up.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark Wilson, the athletics director here at Tennessee Tech. Merry Christmas. And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, and Merry Christmas, everybody.